Our guest at the cafe this morning is Janice Stroop with the Commerce Community Cares Organization. Good morning.
Good morning.
Long time since we've talked to you.
Yes, it has
too
been
long.
A while.
Well, that's my fault. I should have had you all on long ago because your current fundraising drive is well underway, and sounds like you're doing very well.
We are doing very well. We're very excited. Our goal this year is $26,000, and so far we have raised $23,131, which is about 89%.
That's very good, and you have a long way to go. I mean, at least in terms of time. You have plenty of time to make up the rest of the money.
Our year runs from September 1 to August 31st, so we do have till August 31st.
Yeah, it's almost have to guard against being overconfident at this point.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, you're probably you probably would not be too unhappy if you raised a little bit more than the goal.
We would be thrilled if we raised more than the goal, and so would the agencies that we serve, because we distribute all the funds every year. We do not hold back money for.
And this is a specifically commerce organization. It's all for commerce nonprofit organizations.
Yes, it is. 100% of the money stays in commerce. It benefits everybody in commerce, whether from infancy through their golden years. They benefit from money from Commerce Community Cares and the 15 organizations that we work with.
And you made the point, we were talking before the mics came on, and you made the point that almost virtually every dollar goes directly to these organizations, and you have no overhead to speak of.
We have no overhead. We do not have a storefront, which means we don't have a secretary. So to contact us, you kind of have to go through our mailbox or through our Facebook page, or the people at the chamber have been very generous and worked with us to contact one of us if someone contacts them. So
Do you have a title with the organization?
Well, I'm the president.
You are now president.
The board president, yes.
So who are some of the other board members?
Well, we have Henry Ross, who is with the university as well, and he's our vice president. And Sarah Latham is our secretary. And John Walker, who's with Commerce ISD, is our treasurer. And Becky Adams, Jessica Adams, I'll just name them. Gene Castleberry, Jeremy Dickin, Jennifer Garrett, Lavelle Hendricks, Alicia Hulsey, Dick Latson, as you mentioned, and Wayne Pierce.
And Sarah Latham and Lavelle Hendricks, regular guest on this program.
Yes.
So we're very familiar with them. We're talking with Janice Stroop, who is now president of Commerce Community Cares. You all now have a slogan that you have developed.
Yes, we do. It's called One Gift for Better Commerce, because if you give $1 or several thousand dollars, if you want to, it benefits everyone in commerce. Every needy people and people who are not as needy get benefits from the donations to Commerce Community Cares, because we have such a wide gamut of agencies that we serve.
I believe President Kennedy said, rising tide lifts all boats.
That's right.
And so it's kind of the same concept that we're working with here. You all have a kickoff dinner in, usually it's late August, is that right?
Well, it's the week of the bash, like the Monday or Tuesday before the bash every year in September.
Oh, so it is now in September.
Yes, we do it in September. We moved it a couple of years ago, and it's worked real well having it that week.
So mid-September, that'll be coming around again later this year, and I hope we'll visit with you several times between now and then, but everyone's invited.
Everyone in that's interested at all in what we do, if they want to give money, of course, we're delighted to see them, but they don't have to, because we want them to know about us and know how to reach us, because they may know someone who needs some of the services that we can help them get.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you run through some of the organizations that you all are serving, and I may stop you on one or two of these to talk more about them.
Okay, the Commerce Public Library, which I don't even know how many people it serves in the community. The Commerce Literacy Program, which is part of the university. We help with the Commerce Parks and Recreation, Hunt County Clothe the Child, the Commerce Food Pantry, as well as the Bread of Life Food Distribution, Script, which is the meal delivery service. Yeah. They're housed in Greenville, but they do deliver like Meals on Wheels. It's what used to be called Meals on Wheels.
I see.
Yeah.
Good.
And then the Boys and Girls Club of Commerce, which is, of course, with the school district. Commerce School Health Services is also a Commerce ISD. The Commerce ISD Family Services, and both of those organizations, the Health Service and the Family Services, go beyond what the normal ISD would do for a student or family in need of special services, be it a trip to a doctor's appointment, or clothing or food or whatever, they try to reach out and find those items.
Is Allison Walker involved
with
that?
Yes, she is.
Okay, that's
yes,
what I thought.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the Commerce Community Action Plan, which is known as CCAP. They do lots of things around the community. Uh-huh. I know in the summer they do a program at the middle school, or junior high, well, I guess middle school. Bob Johnson is over that.
Yep.
The Commerce Emergency Corps. Chris, we're thrilled that they're there. We hope we don't need them. Toys for Tots. CHAOS, which is with the police department. And then the Hunt County African American Leadership Conference, which, by the way, we helped sponsor the Martin Luther King program that was held just a week ago or so on Martin Luther King's birthday.
A week or two back with and Lavelle Hendricks very much involved with with that. So that's quite a list of organizations. That
And they come and they tell us what they're going to do with the money. And if they come back the next year for more funds, they tell us what they did with the money. So we vet these organizations.
So at this point, if someone wants to make a donation, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, they can mail a check to Post Office Box 1321 Commerce, or they can go to our Facebook page and check out our PayPal there.
Okay, Facebook page.
Yes.
And we'll make a link to that, and that's a great way for people to get in contact with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that would be a good way.
Okay,
yes,
great. Uh-huh. Well, Janice, we're going to have you back much sooner than it has been the past time. So.
Well, it's been fun today, and I'm glad to get to share this with the community.
Great. Janice Stroop is the president of Commerce Community Cares. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.